Hello and welcome to the Dinosaur Man Nerdcast. I'm Andy Hughes, I'm here with Alex Hudson.
Change of scenery.
Change of direction.
New me, new you. Wait, no.
Now
new,
we do reviews first.
New podcast, new me. New HQ, new HU.
Yeah, if it sounds different, because I genuinely don't know until this comes out, but if it sounds different...
AKA better.
We finally moved. It happened.
Dinosaur Man HQ has now doubled in size.
This house is so much bigger.
It's like a mansion.
Like, to get to my room, I have to do basically a half marathon.
Yes.
Like...
But that's why we put you in the outside loop.
Yeah, that's why I'm not in this house, apparently.
Ah, also, bonjour to our Quebecois listeners.
Oh, I've got Quebec listeners now.
Yes. Yeah. Quebecois. If you're listening in Quebec.
Yep.
How are we going to pronounce it though? Because it
Quebec. I always thought it's Quebec.
Quebec. It's very much.
I think it's not Quebec. That's the kind of pronunciation that will make everyone in Quebec hate me.
Quebec. They're Quebecois, I believe, mm-hmm. And they are sort of very cultured and Italian. Not Italian. I went to Italy this week. That's why.
Well, yeah,
French Canadian. French Canadian chaps and chapesses.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Ça va?
No, Monsieur and Mademoiselles, welcome, willkommen, bienvenue, yeah, to the, Dinosaur Man Nerdcast in French?
Because it's a title, it's still Dinosaur Man Nerdcast.
Ah, okay.
Just because I go to France doesn't mean my name changes.
Bienvenue le Dinosaur Man Nerdcast, brought to you by the great taste of Onken Frufu. Someone messaged us telling us what the answer to
and
the
yoga question was. And you already instantly forgot.
But the thing is, frou-frou is definitely... Frou-frou is definitely like a slang term for your...
Oh, frou-frou.
The
yeah.
old...
Woo-hoo. The old...
The old downstairs area for a lady.
I won't say any horrible words about it. That's not what our podcast is.
Not anymore. New me, new you, new HQ, new you and me.
We have an explicit tag, but we don't want to use it.
Don't we? We do embrace it.
Welcome. How are you, Alex?
I'm tired.
And normally you go, we're in the same house. Oh, you ask me how I've hardly seen you this week.
This is true. I've been...
You've been in the City of Canals, Birmingham.
I have been in Venice, as they say on the continent.
Venice?
Yeah.
The City of Love?
I guess it's a city of love, I suppose. Romeo and Juliet mm-hmm. and all that.
Went there to the City of Love on a family holiday.
Yeah, because I love my family. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
You
nice.
Heartless piece of shit. Let me unload that explicit tag.
I don't know where my family...
Yeah. The only place you go is the City of Hatred. Kabul. I'm sure Kabul is very lovely. I mean, no, it can't be, surely. Not after all the recent stuff. All right, well.
Welcome to the episode of News and Reviews, where we talk news and reviews.
We've only seen one thing yet again this week.
But it's a big one.
Yeah, to be fair.
It's probably one of the biggest films of the year. We saw Peter Rabbit. We got him again. No, and also, just to point out, the reason this episode is on a Wednesday rather than a Sunday is because... We are currently living in an internetless house.
An internet house.
An internet house. What? But the problem is, the internet hasn't been
installed.
We're
living in Habbo Hotel. I didn't understand that reference until you and Mark told me about it, but now I use it whenever I can.
Was it Mark who got groomed?
Yeah, I was about to say, can we talk, if Mark comes and does the spoiler review for Avengers Infinity War, can we have a brief moment where we talk about how he got groomed by paedophiles?
If you've not seen Infinity War, watch it by the time the spoiler special comes out, which should be Sunday. Like I said...
It will be Sunday.
We're recording this on Tuesday. Hopefully internet will be installed Wednesday, so this will be with you Wednesday.
If it isn't, then Virgin Media have a lot... And I'll name them. Virgin Media have a lot to answer for. There will be an uprising in Quebec.
There will be an angry letter written on dwindling 4G.
There will also be an angry letter written in two languages.
Ooh.
From our bilingual listeners in Quebec. I'm really embracing the
you
Quebec
are.
Thing.
You are. Last week Luxembourg, this week Quebec.
Well, Luxembourg dropped off immediately, so I don't
oh,
know
where no.
they...
You upset Luxembourg!
I don't know where they bugged off to, but... they're never welcome back.
I think they're still listening.
I don't think they are. They didn't listen to the last episode, mate. Brexit means Brexit.
Maybe we went to Quebec on holiday.
What?
Welcome to News Reviews. Should we just do some news? Should we get into it? Should we stop this faffing about?
No. Okay. The faffing is the only bit that people like.
Like, I don't want to hear any news.
People keep on messaging me saying, your reviews and your news is fucking awful, but that faffing, woo-ee.
Give me 90% more faffing.
Okay, so the faffing this week is over, and this week's news begins. The news this week is pretty much exclusively superhero-based, by the way. Or at least comic book movie-based. Andy, big trailer came out this week.
Yes.
Two big trailers, but let's talk about the first one that dropped. The Venom full trailer.
Okay, yeah.
Came out.
Yes, it did.
Andy, tell me what you think.
Jonathan Hardy is playing...
Jonathan Hardy, yeah.
Is playing Eddie Brock.
Mm-hmm. Edithan Brocken.
Edithan Brocken, who will be playing in the Venom. I can't keep this up.
No, please don't.
But Eddie Brock is infected by the symbiote, or symbiote, I can't remember how you pronounce it.
Depends where you're from.
People will be very angry if I pronounce it wrong, so I'm going to say both.
Okay.
Which is basically, it attaches itself to a host who then gets the powers of Venom. This trailer, we see a bit more Venom. Well, we get to see a lot more than what we saw.
See any Venom?
Yeah, it's in disaster.
Which is disappointing for me,
I think this trailer was released. I don't think they wanted to release it yet.
Why not?
Because I think this came from somebody leaked a screenshot of the Venom. At the end you see his face collapse over and it becomes the Venom face.
Yeah.
That screenshot was leaked as a GIF.
Do we find out what that was? GIF.
GIF.
Oh, there's two ways to pronounce everything this week because we're French Canadian. I think the French say GIF, and the English, well, just regular Canadians, I suppose.
Say GIF.
Say GIF. Good old GIF. Brexit means GIF. GIF means Brexit.
So yeah, I don't think they meant to release it yet, but that came out, so I think they went, fine, we'll give them what they want. We'll give them. And I think the Venom looks great. Yeah. I like the idea.
Strong look.
I like the idea of this trailer that it's basically him fighting this thing inside his own head. He's there. There's a line in the trailer where he says something like, if we do this, we only go after bad guys. Mm. And they're basically doing the anti-hero storyline. But at the same time, the Venom is an aggressive creature.
Do we think that this sounds familiar?
To a Carnage pitch.
Sounds very familiar
no,
to
because I think we're going to get more Venom than your Carnage pitch.
Central themes are very similar to the Carnage pitch that I pitched a year and a half, 2 years ago.
The one thing I will say, though, the tendril effect...
Where my money, Sony? Where my money?
The tendril effect looks terrible.
But it's early trailer.
We've got till October for it to be fixed, but at the moment, it looks, in that trailer, really bad.
But maybe he's just imagining the tendrils and he hasn't got a very good imagination.
That's how they pass it off.
That's how I'd pass it off if I was writing this film, which I basically did, by the way.
And obviously this says, at the beginning, like, in association with Marvel, doesn't it? Which I think is basically Marvel edging their bets. If this film does well, it's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. If it does bad, they can write it off. But obviously that then depends whether Tom Holland is actually in this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there is the rumour that he is. So that also becomes a dependency of, is he in it? Because if he is, then you're basically saying, yes, this is in the same universe.
Can I say now?
Yeah.
I don't want it to be in the same universe.
I just
want it to be his own thing.
I do, but I also don't want Tom Holland to appear in this. Because I don't know when this is set, basically. And if it's somewhere around Infinity War, a whole lot of shit goes off in that film.
It won't be.
Obviously, we're not going to spoil Infinity War. Just be aware. Today is a spoiler-free review.
Spoiler-free.
But a whole lot of stuff goes off in that. That's not a spoiler. That, you know, would affect this. So I don't know. But apparently Carnage is going to appear. It might be Woody Harrelson.
It should be Donald Gleeson. It's not Donald Gleeson in... What? Hang on. But I wrote this film.
But Donald Gleeson is in Peter Rabbit, which we are reviewing today.
I'm wearing my blue waistcoat. Or whatever it is he wears. I don't know.
That
film just seems like it's rubbish.
But apparently it's doing really well at the box office.
Of course it is. People were sheep. Wake up, sheeple.
What I was going to ask is, what did you think of it? Did you enjoy it?
Love it, love it, love it. Mainly because I wrote it. No, I want it to be good. I think it will be good. And
is it Riz Ahmed in the trailer as well?
Riz Ahmed is the villain role, yeah. I think. Well, certainly he behaves villainously in the... He's the head of the sort of program.
Mm.
So it looks like he will be the sort of main antagonist. And I think Carnage might just be sort of featured within, yeah. with the view of maybe in future we'll get more of him.
If this does well.
So there's always time to recast it as Donald Gleason. Anyway, yeah, I really like it. I think it'll be good. I want it to be good. It's like I say, go and make a film that has its own personality, I guess.
Yeah, this does. It does look different.
And it's like I was saying with New Mutants at the beginning of the year. If you're going to make sort of a... Certainly with that, it was a case of a more horror-inflected yeah. film. This one seems a more sort of psychological-infected film.
Mm.
I would like that.
And I like Tom Hardy.
Who doesn't? Many people don't. They think he only has one acting style, which is mainly eyes.
Which is, yeah, covered up face. Because even in this, like, you know how the problem with superhero films is the superheroes take their masks off too much.
Yeah.
This one won't be the case. No. Tom Hardy's like, put more stuff on my face. I don't want it ever uncovered.
But I do want it always uncovered, because that's really the interesting
thing. No, he's just wearing like balaclavas and stuff.
Okay, because that's the interesting thing about Venom, is he wears balaclavas a lot.
Like, at one point he just wears the head from Frank.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Frank Sidebottom head.
Yeah, I would like it if that film was about superheroes, which it kind of is when you think about it, because we're all superheroes in our own way.
But I know you liked it, and yes. that's the main thing. You have things that you like, and that's what I'm happy about.
A lot of people like... Fuck you, man. A lot of people like that.
No, I'm just happy that you found something you like.
I like a lot of things. I like this trailer. Let's talk about a trailer I don't like, because I haven't seen it yet.
I'd say, you can't
say Ant-Man and the Wasp. Tell me about it. You've seen the trailer? It was yeah, released today, Tuesday.
I watched it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen it once, so I'll base it off what I remember seeing. I saw the Venom trailer once. Ant-Man and the Wasp is the continuation of Ant-Man's storyline.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're going to get an idea of where he's been.
Mm.
Because he's...
How serious do you think this film is going to be?
Were you imagining...
Just caught myself from doing
you imagine a spoiler? I don't even know what you were going to spoil there either.
I know.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a bit more kooky. And the trailer definitely... Like, the trailer has a giant ant playing the drums. Yeah, I know, that's taken you off board. And I don't really understand it. And I don't know whether it's just...
I'm not okay with this.
I don't know whether it's just in the trailer or whether it's, you know, Scott Lang, you know, his powers. But what we've got is we've got Lawrence Fishburne in this. And what's nice is it's hinted that he is Goliath, who... You know the comics, basically Goliath is...
I know Goliath.
Another shape changer.
I read Civil War.
Yeah, obviously. And we hope his fate isn't like it is in Civil War.
Gets retired early and sets up a candy store.
Yeah, gets retired early by Robotic 4 flying through his chest. Spoilers for the comic Civil War.
Sorry, they made that film and decided to leave out the most interesting bits because they didn't have the rights to them.
Yeah, and there's a lot of quips in the trailer.
Yes.
I imagine. Also, there's some really more ingenious stuff they're doing with the shape changing. You know, mm-hmm. the Wasp has some really nice action scenes in this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they haven't put them all in the trailer. They've saved some back for the film.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some really nice use of that technology, which I think is always the strength of this character. You know,
Is it still being directed by Peyton Reed?
Yes, it is.
Do you think he's going to do the crossover of this and bring it on that we've been waiting for?
Yes,
for a while?
Absolutely.
Good.
I did see he tweeted Kirsten Dunst to wish her happy birthday, so...
Good. She didn't bring it on?
She's in Bring It On.
Cool. With Dushku?
I think she's in the one with Dushku.
Dushku's in the first one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
Dushku's
the
main lady.
Because Pantieri, Hayden Pantieri is like Bring It On 3.
With Solange Knowles.
Yeah. Is it weird that we know bits about
and Rihanna judges a cheer competition?
Is that weird?
It's no weirder than knowing as much as we know about Rat Race.
There's nothing weird about Rat Race.
Well, no, because it should be compulsory viewing for all school children. Okay.
Teaching about competition.
Well,
no, it looks a lot of fun. We see the only one person we haven't really seen at all is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm. Playing Mummy.
And I think this film is going to have a lot more stuff set within the multiverse and that microverse even than the trailer's letting on. Because there's hints to it, and I think there's going to be a whole lot more playing in that. It looks like they might be doing... Oh, I can't remember the film. Oh, it would have been a really nice reference point. The one where the scientist shrinks down into the tiny ship and goes into a man's body. What film is that?
What?
It's like the...
What?
It's like a 70s, 80s B-movie.
You're thinking of the Magic School Bus episode where they shrink down
inside
to... Or are you thinking about the Mighty Boosh episode where they go in and have to hunt down the jazz cell?
No, there's a film, there's an old classic film where the scientist, and it's what all those tropes are based off, mm-hmm. and you get in all those TV shows.
And
where
stuff, the kids.
When the scientist shrinks himself down into a tiny little ship and goes into the body, into the bunch of tree, blah, blah, blah. But I think that's going to happen in... There's a shot that looks like that's kind of what they've done.
Yeah.
They've learned to shrink down a ship, and that way then Hank Pym can go through the microverse with them.
But they've also learned how to shrink down a building into a suitcase, and it was always a suitcase.
Exactly. Yeah, it's weird.
Still understand how that all works.
But, you know, I think it's going to be a whole lot more fun. Apparently Hawkeye might be in this as well, but he isn't in this trailer, so where is Hawkeye? Still the main question.
Well, if you're going to put anyone in this film, I guess make it the funniest Avenger. He's the funniest because he's the most useless.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I did the research. Yeah. Yeah.
I tallied some charts. They tried to, because I...
Like, they tried to make him useful in Avengers Age of Ultron, but yeah. I saw what you were doing there, and yeah.
No, it looks
the
like...
The polls don't lie. He's useless.
The main thing is it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to come as a bit of a palate cleanser.
Between the Infinity Wars.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of what you're going to need. Obviously, we've got Captain Marvel coming out late.
That's 2019.
It's starting next year, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's between the next Infinity War as well. So I think these kind of, that film's going to be more important, I think, in terms of the grand scale. I think this one's more,
fun.
Let's give them a bit of fun. To kind of, you know,
break up,
that's what Marvel is.
Hardcore, heavy shit.
Well, Marvel is fun.
Yes.
That's kind of what they built a brand on, and this character is perfect for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to see that the Wasp is in this, because it's great to see that character get more to do. Because she had a fair bit to do in Ant-Man, but I think this is kind of really going to focus on her, and, you know, it's always nice to see more female superheroes. You know, in what
Where is the Willow the Wisp film?
What?
Willow the Wisp? Is that one?
You mean Willow starring...
No, not starring Warwick Davis.
That's one.
I mean Willow the Wisp. Google it. When we get internet.
Yeah, we've got no internet. That's a tomorrow job.
Alright, would you like a bit more Ant-Man and the Wasp news?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I hope you're excited for it, because you're going to have to wait another month to see it.
Yes.
It's been delayed in the UK.
It doesn't surprise me, because I think... Like, when was it supposed to come out?
July 6th.
And now it's coming out...
August the 3rd.
Doesn't surprise me, because there's every chance the records Infinity War is breaking, that film's still hanging around.
That's not the reason they've delayed it, because it's only in the UK they've delayed it.
Okay, what?
The World Cup.
Oh, is it really?
And it's not the only film to have done that. Jurassic World has pushed forward its release date to June the 6th.
Yes!
It's been June the 6th for a while, but it pushed it forward. It had initially been scheduled for a late June release.
Yep.
Which coincides with the start of the World Cup.
Oh, also, people punch people in time of music in the trailer, and that's always my favourite thing. Carry on.
Glad you're here. Incredibles 2 has also delayed its opening, I think. I think it's pushed it back till end of July.
The thing is, it's kind of annoying, but also, I watch pretty much every game in the World Cup, so I'm not... No, those four or five podcasts in that time are going to be real fun for reviews.
Well, it just means I'll see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I'll see a lot of games. I will tell you how...
You're not allowed to review World Cup
I will tell
games.
You how the World Cup games are going. You
no.
tell me how cinema is
no,
going.
No, we can't start crossing the streams. No way.
I will tell you about a screamer from Zerdan Shaqiri, and you can tell me about a screamer from Sam Raimi.
Very good.
He's still making horror films, Sam Raimi? Isn't he making a new film?
Probably.
Hasn't it been announced recently to do something new?
Maybe.
I feel.
Do you want me to tell you about other stuff that might have happened this week, or should we just?
Was it?
Should we just hypothesise on who might be doing what?
Oh, he's doing something with music by... Oh, no, I think it's old news. Don't worry, carry on. Okay. I think the music being done by Lin-Manuel Miranda, though, so...
Okay. It's do you want me to find out?
I'll do it. Okay,
no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay, I won't.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about Christopher McQuarrie.
Ah, director of Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
And Mission Impossible, whatever this Fallout. New one is. Fallout 4, New Vegas, yeah. So he said that he will direct Man of Steel 2 if Henry Cavill asks him to. I'm not sure Henry Cavill gets final say on that, by the way, Chris. I think you need to maybe talk to them. Maybe some of the studio heads at Warner's. But
the King Killer Chronicle, that's what he's directing.
Cool. Alright, good job, man. Let's get going. So, I've never really thought about it. I feel like if the story was right and the character was right, I love working with Henry. Henry's great.
Mm.
If Henry asked me to, sure, why not? I mean, it's the most non-committal answer you've ever heard. Yeah. It's just one of those questions that always throw at you. But, you know, Christopher McQuarrie has got a fairly long and varied history of movies. He could be a good shout.
The thing is,
equally, he could be a terrible shout.
I think if they turn around and do Man of Steel 2,
mm-hmm.
I think they went... Do Man of Steel 2 and Zack Snyder's not involved, they will have a line of directors ready to take that on.
Yeah.
I do. Because I think a lot of people would want to do that film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a character that I think you write right, you get an audience through, and it could be done well. And I think there are directors that would do it well. The thing is, Chris McQuarrie, I only really know his Mission Impossible stuff. I don't, unless you tell me he's done other stuff.
He has done other stuff.
But that's the one thing I know him for.
Mm-hmm.
And that film is nothing like what I would imagine a Superman film to be like. But he seems very... like I've heard him in interviews and stuff, and he seems very knowledgeable about his craft, let's say. Like, he seems to know his stuff, so... give him a go.
Why not? All right.
The thing is, that universe... and I'm not going to go on about DC... but that universe needs fresh directors. It needs fresh ideas. You know, the fact that people like Ava DuVernay is doing New Gods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that the guys who do Game Night are doing Flash.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff they need. They need fresh blood in there. The fact that you've had Snyder and then you've had Whedon, who Whedon is best known for a comic book universe.
Yeah.
You've got... what's his name who did Suicide Squad? David Ayer,
mm.
who is divisive, you know, he makes good film and then bad film, you know. Mm. And I think that's fair to say, you know, some stuff he does is really good, but some stuff he does is really bad, and that's before he does Suicide Squad. Getting in filmmakers who are like Patty Jenkins,
yeah.
who have their own kind of ideas of what they want to do. Matt Reeves, if his stuff ever gets off the ground, that's the interesting way to go. That's what you should be doing. Because it, you know, and I hate to bring it back to this, but it works for Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bringing in directors like James Gunn basically redefined what half that studio, what half that cinematic universe is.
Yeah.
He came in and went, you can do a whole lot of stuff with the cosmic universe. And you look at any of the films set out in space now, they all have a massive influence from what James Gunn did.
Yeah.
And that comes from trusting in that director, but also not going, oh, we're going to have the same director overview it. They've got a head honcho,
mm-hmm.
but the directors overview their own films. And I think, like, basically what I'm saying is, it's a good idea to go for someone like Chris McQuarrie, who knows how to make film.
Well, at the very least, he knows how to write films.
Hmm.
Wrote The Usual Suspects. He wrote, he was a writer on X-Men, he was a writer on The Wolverine. Wrote and directed Jack Reacher. Wrote Edge of Tomorrow. Also wrote The Mummy. Cancel everything, boys and girls. We're not going to have him. And he also wrote and produced Valkyrie, the Tom Cruise Hitler assassination plot film.
Oh yeah, Tom Cruise will definitely be in as Brainiac or something.
Superman. 5'3" Superman.
Like, I'll only do it if Henry Cavill's in it, but Henry Cavill is now the bad guy.
Hey man, do you want some big news to finish off?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about the Regals of Avengers Infinity War group?
We'll talk about that on Sunday, I think. Would you like to know some Gambit news?
Yes!
Okay, so you know Josh Holloway from Lost?
Okay.
He was originally cast as Gambit in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Okay.
I didn't mean it was about the new Gambit film that will never happen, but also I have news on. Josh Holloway from Lost, who played Sawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
He said...
From what I remember, a fairly interesting character, but also a bit of a knob.
He screen tested with Hugh Jackman, and the producers were saying, yeah, this is great. And then shook his hand. Apparently that counts. I don't know if he was ever signed up. I think someone just shook his hand and he was like big fan of Lost, mate. And he was just like, oh, I've got the part. No, I just like you're on the show.
Meet Taylor Kitsch.
But apparently the producer, the one of the head honchos at Fox would have said that he wanted someone young and exciting, you know, as young as that guy from High School Musical. Which brings up an interesting question. Why is Zac Efron not Gambit already?
I don't think he'd be a good Gambit.
I don't care. He's Zac Efron. He's allowed.
Well, Zac Efron's going to be Adam Warlock if I get my own way.
Well, he can still be Gambit as well. He can do both. Josh Brolin is proving that he can do both.
I just hope Gambit happens.
Well, it might do, and I've got news on a director.
Oh, another one!
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Okay.
Welcome to our regular segment, Gambit Has a New Director.
This tip-off comes from, of all people, Bob Mortimer.
I was hoping it was going to come from Gore Verbinski.
No, yeah, he's like, I'm not doing that piece of shit, but I know someone who is.
So Bob Mortimer's in...
Bob Mortimer, the English comedian from Middlesbrough. Yeah.
From Vic and Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, from everyone's favourite, Round the Hot Kirk Deceased remake starring Amelia Fox, the world's most perfect lady.
Okay, what's he saying?
So he's been speaking to Adam Buxton on the Adam Buxton podcast and said that he was talking about a film that he'd been involved with that had been sort of fallen apart, basically, due to the fact that the director of that was then offered something bigger and had to step out to go and do this thing. It's just a road movie thing, but we were about to start, and then, you know that Ben Wheatley got offered one of those big Marvel films, and so it weren't for us to say, you ain't doing that then, you've got to do ours. Ben Wheatley, we think, may now be attached to the Gambit film.
Has your excitement for Gambit just gone up? Like, be honest, how did your excitement for Gambit just gone up?
If Ben Wheatley adds Zac Efron...
No,
just to be fair...
Wheatley, because I know you're a huge fan of Ben Wheatley. That's fair to say.
Yes, to be honest, I don't know when this would fit in. Because, quite frankly, I mean, he's got way too much going on.
Yeah.
He's also got this adaptation of the graphic novel Hard Boiled that he's supposed to be working on at the moment. He's also got the Crab movie. So, I mean, I would be excited to see Ben Wheatley's Gambit.
I don't know what it would be. Like, I've only seen, like, two Ben Wheatley films, and I know you keep telling me to watch the rest, and at some point I will watch some more.
Good.
Because the ones that I've watched I've really enjoyed. But I don't know how it would work. Like, I couldn't see it happening, but it's very interesting, isn't it? And the one thing is, right?
Oh! They've already cast Gambit then.
Why?
They've replaced Tatum, I guess.
You go to Armie Hammer?
No, Michael Smiley. Ben Wheatley's absolute favourite go-to guy. It'll be always Michael Smiley. Fully on board with Gambit now.
So, the thing is, what's interesting is, what's happened in this one bit of news is, the film that I'm very excited to see one day has intersected with a film that now you have to be excited to see.
Correct.
Because I don't think Ben Wheatley can do any wrong in your eyes.
Well, he can do wrong. He just hasn't, and probably never will. That's how I see it. So that could be exciting news. It's all sort of conjecture as to which one it might be, but that seems
probably
kind of likely. It will never happen, obviously, because Gambit's never coming out. Why would it? It's been trying to come out for 10 years now, and they still, they still can't get
it. I'm not sure if you're talking about Gambit or yourself anymore.
A cheap shot, mate. Cheap shot.
Gotta take him when I presented. Any more news?
No.
Any non-comic book news?
No.
No.
Just found a few stories, mate. Yeah, that's probably enough.
You're like, my 4G is dying.
Just like, mate, I've done enough.
Don't think I've heard of anything else.
No, there's nothing else that's happened. Let's talk about the review. Mate, we're already 32 minutes into this episode. We've got to do the review.
Boom.
always drinking at inconvenient times. Drinking water. I wasn't even doing an ad at that point, so you couldn't...
I'm very tired.
Okay, well, next time you want to drink water, tell me so I can do an ad first.
I just played football, mate.
All right, fine.
I want people to know that I'm fit.
Okay, well...
I scored a goal.
I want you to get fit, and then you can tell people you're getting
fit. Yeah, but if they only hear my voice, they might think, oh, that guy, hunk of man.
Yeah, but like hunk. I think hunk even describes just like an amount of man. Yes. To me.
To be fair, that is a way of describing it.
You are technically a hunk.
The way to describe it is there is an amount of man there.
Yeah.
shall we do it with views then?
Dwindling by the second.
Avengers Infinity War.
Christ. Okay, let's do
Breaking box office records.
Yes.
So, highest grossing week.
I thought we were talking about this on the Sunday episode.
No, let's talk about it now, because we've got a lot to discuss on Sunday.
All right.
And we've got a lot of people joining us. Yeah, so breaking box office records.
Yeah.
So it's what, the highest grossing weekend of any film?
Not adjusted for inflation, yeah.
Yeah, but especially worldwide, it's made 630 or 680 million.
Something stupid. Something
stupid like that. It's what... Disney now have 9 of the top 10 highest grossing films.
Which shouldn't surprise us.
Yeah. Brady just absolutely storming it. Mm-hmm. Now, we've both seen it.
Yes.
I was a real fan. Went at midnight.
Always a real fan.
Went a second time as well.
See, the thing is, I'm a real fan for Warner Brothers, so I did Justice League when I was reading, so.
Yeah, I went midnight. I was very tired. Got through it, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back a second time.
Yeah.
So, Alex, without spoiling anything, because this is a film that I think you need to go in alone, like, go in with no real kind of preconception of what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
enjoy it. Without spoiling anything, what is the plot of Infinity War?
So, Avengers Infinity War is the culmination of everything you've seen in the MCU yet, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff missing, some stuff added. But, more or less, it just sort of brings to a head the continuation of this Thanos storyline that's been bubbling away in 20-second clips in most of the films for the last 10 years. Which is absolutely fine, and I've not got an issue with that. Anyway, it pits Earth's greatest heroes, and also the universe's greatest heroes, against a truly galactic threat, Thanos. Played He's by Josh Brolin. Voiced by James Corden. Forgot who did it. And his four henchmen of the apocalypse, the Dark Order, Black Order, which features people called things like Darth Maul.
Corvius Glaive.
Darth Maul, Qui-Gon Jinn.
No, what is this? Corvius Glaive.
Adomidus Rex.
I just remember Corvius. Oh, Ebony Maw.
Spinosaurus Rex.
The big one.
Hulk 2,
he has a name. Basically, somebody told me all these again the other day.
Ladyfingers, the Death Thrower.
I can't remember what her name is either. Lady Nightshade? No, that doesn't sound right. There is a Lady Nightshade, though, I think.
That's a real person.
Yeah, but I don't think she's... Is she the one who fights Wolverine? Doesn't matter.
Wolverine.
Doesn't matter. Right. But yes.
Doesn't matter. There's baddies aplenty and there's goodies galore. And what happens next will blow your mind. Click here to find out more.
Number 12 will drive you crazy.
Number 12 will drive you crazy. Okay, so brought to you by the writers of Pain and Gain and the directors of Community Episode 12. I mean, I'm being reductive there. They are also the directors of Community Episode 11 and one episode Arrested Development.
And Winter Soldier?
And Civil War and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And also, the writers also wrote all of the Captain America films, but also did write Pain and Gain. Let's never let us forget that.
So what did you think?
They also wrote the Marvel Avengers Lego game.
No.
Cool. What did you think?
So this is going to be a review where we kind of... If you ever heard our Blade Runner 2049 review,
we had
to kind of skirt around a lot of things because... Like I say, I want people to go in fresh, really.
Yes.
But we can still give an opinion on what it is.
Yes.
I had a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, out of the two of us, I'm definitely the one who's most invested in this universe.
Of course. That was never any question.
This film leans heavily into fan service.
Yes.
basically, this can never be your first Marvel film. At any point.
And if it is, you've probably made a grave error.
It's a bit like going into, Lord of the Rings at Return of the King. You're going to be like, who the hell are these characters?
Yeah.
And why are they interacting the way they are?
Mm.
You know, if you go in and you've not seen any Marvel film, you won't enjoy this. But I think if you go in and you're a fan, and even if you've seen like a handful of the films, the ones that kind of really get you the knowledge you need to be able to go into this, I think you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, if you're fans of these characters, you'll have a lot of fun. The thing is, the way for me to review this is to go against a rule that we've had for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've held for a long time. Which is, we always say, you can't make a film just for the fans. You have to make a good film first, and then the fans come second.
Yeah.
We've said that on multiple occasions. This is a film that is made for the fans.
Yes.
And the fans will get the most out of it, and I don't mind that.
Okay.
And it's hypocritical of me, because I've used that as slander against films before.
You are nothing if not a liar.
That is true. But I think there's a whole lot to enjoy. You know, the action scenes are expansive.
Yes, that is true.
The characters fit into their... Some of them... The characters fit into their own slots that you know of them. I do think there are moments where characters go against everything I know about them previously.
Yes.
Which we will discuss more on the spoiler special. One thing I will say is I thought Thanos was great. Thanos was a great character where you understand his methodology even though you don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was really important for this film to nail. Because if it didn't nail its central villain after building him up for so long, this whole film isn't worthwhile.
Yeah.
And by having a villain that works, this film works. I think there are definite pacing issues.
Yeah.
Which comes from the problem of trying to tell so many stories all at the same time.
Yeah.
And there are tonal shifts that happen. But overall, I did have a fun time. Now, do you want to now do your opinion? Because I know...
I had some fun with it.
Yep.
Okay, and this has been the Dinosaur Man Nerdcast.
Okay, so what did you think?
I had some fun with it.
Because if this podcast has proven anything, is that we don't always agree.
I think that Thanos has the potential to be a very interesting character, but I don't feel like we got enough of that in this film.
Okay.
And certainly what I've seen is good. But I don't think he's well-rounded yet. I think it's certainly still germinating in terms of, like, oh, I get what this character is doing this for. I still think that they've not written that particularly well. I think they've got the right ideas in there, but I don't think they've committed to it yet. So I will be interested to see if Avengers 4, whatever it ends up being called, actually follows through on some of that stuff. What else? I liked that it was a Marvel film.
Yeah. Yeah, you came back with four things that you liked, and one of them was it was a Marvel film, meaning it was competently made, which basically you say it was made like a film.
Well, no, because it's like, you know, with a Marvel film, the thing is, you know, long-time listeners of this podcast will know that I have issues with Marvel films as well as liking them. And I do like them more than I don't, I think, more... Sometimes. No, I think their hit rate is probably around 50%, which is pretty good for me. I don't think it's higher than that.
I'm surprised you even got to 50. I'm surprised you're not just there going, Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther, let's write the rest off.
Well, to be fair, it's not a bad sentence to have come out of your mouth. All right, yeah, let's do it. I think they generally do, at the very least, what you're going to get is you're going to get things that are mostly tightly written, but do have a lot of baggy bit. When might I say mostly? Sometimes tightly written, but also sometimes baggy bits.
Yeah, and I won't disagree with you that there are points where things do need tightening up, because it's 2.5 hours.
By and large, very good spectacle stuff, but just too much of it. And usually some quite interesting castings that work fairly well. Yeah. Because I think they've got their castings more or less right across the board.
There's one that really doesn't work. We'll come into that in a day.
So for me, I think it's a case of, I mean, it is, no, because the film is fun.
Yeah.
And I can appreciate that in terms of being a film for fans, I'm sure it's amazing. It's just a shame I'm not that level.
And that's the thing, I think, if you are a fan of these characters, and you've been following, because what you've got to think is, some of the people who are watching this have grown up, and this has been the main movie franchise they've seen.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to think, somebody goes in who's...
Now, but they're still waiting on Rat Race 2.
The thing is, you go in there and say you're 20 years old.
Yeah.
That means half your life, Marvel have been making films.
Yeah.
So I think if you're a fan, I think it pays off for those fans. I think the problem is, I'm fairly nitpicky with films, and it's...
You're fairly nitpicky.
Oh, you're massively nitpicky, though.
What the fuck am I, then?
I was going to say a word we haven't said since Father's on the podcast. So yeah, I think if you're a fan, it does fan service well.
Yes.
I think the problem is, though, by doing fan service, you lose certain things. And also trying to surprise the audience at times.
Yeah.
Also leads to moments that aren't true to those characters. And that's one of my biggest problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some great stuff in here. Like I said, I really enjoy Thanos. I think Doctor Strange is great in this.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, once again, really, really good. You know, there's certain characters in there that really work.
I don't know whether to save this one, but basically what I'll say is, I think Spider-Man, for me, just made me think, the stuff I really loved about Spider-Man and his portrayal of Spider-Man was actually the high school stuff. I think that is the better written stuff in Homecoming than the stuff between him and Tony Stark. I think there's some good stuff between him and Tony Stark in Homecoming.
I disagree. I think Spider-Man's great in this. I think he has some...
Yes, but this is what I'm saying, is that I think, for me, I was watching it going, this is good, but the real gold in that film is the high school stuff.
The interesting thing is that you don't like team-up movies. That's not...
Hate them, mate.
That's not... Hate them. That's not new to anybody who's listened to that.
Apart from Rat Race, which was obviously the greatest team-up movie of all time.
The most ambitious crossover of all time.
No one said that you could put Whoopi Goldberg and Cuba Gooding Jr. and Rowan Atkinson together, but they managed it.
But you're not a fan of team movies, so no. Obviously this film was off to a bad start for you anyway.
I went in with an open mind.
You
know,
but what I mean is, it had to do a lot of work to kind of keep you going.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's kind of we were starting in different places, for example. Because I'm quite a fan of...
You were amped. You were there at midnight.
Well, I love...
I was 800 miles away at midnight.
I love the original Avengers.
Yes.
Like, that's one of my favourite MCU films. And I think because we're starting off in different places, I guess we get more out of it.
Mm.
And that's always the interesting thing, isn't it? Whether or not you can accept some of your favourite characters, because everyone has a favourite, milling about with characters maybe that aren't... they don't like so much.
Yeah.
Because that happens in this film. You know, you get... Say you've got Star-Lord as your favourite, but you don't really like Iron Man.
But what if you love Benedict Wong?
Then you're thoroughly underserved in this film.
Which character is he? Oh, I don't know the character's name.
Wong, isn't it?
Is it actually...
I think his name is Wong.
That's just laziness.
That's the character's name, though, wasn't it?
Was that the character's name before they signed Benedict Wong?
Like? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, like I said, there's a whole lot about this film that we can't go into.
Yes.
Because I think you do need to go into it fresh.
I mean, in terms of the plot, we can't discuss anything.
No, not at all.
And in terms of sort of the characters and what they
and
do,
the set pieces,
you can't discuss that. Really the set pieces. All right. Here's a spoiler for you. A non-spoiler spoiler. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. There's a lot of set pieces,
but you kind of knew that coming in.
Yeah.
If you're still going to see this film thinking there'll probably be just one set piece, incorrect. So incorrect. It's literally called Infinity War. It feels like there is Infinity Wars in it.
But yeah, I would wholeheartedly recommend it. I think it's a whole lot of fun. Now I know you said to me the other day, like, basically, would you recommend this? Because I know what you said to me the other day.
What do you want me to say? Because maybe, yes, I would to certain people.
Okay.
Fine. Okay. This is, right, so my, the sentence that I used the other day was, I had fun with it, but I don't think I liked it.
Okay, that's not the sentence I was thinking of.
What were you thinking
of? The one where you said, I don't think I will ever see this film again.
Oh, I don't think I will. Absolutely not.
And I told you you're wrong, because at some point you're going to be sat in the same room as me as I put it on.
I will walk out of the room in disgust. No, I will never go out of my way to put this film on again. And I would, you know, I will see next year's installment, whatever they end up calling it, because I'm now kind of intrigued by how they play this Thanos thing.
Mm.
But at the same time, I'm like, wow, I think I've had everything I needed to from this film, whether for better or for worse. I had some fun with it. It's well made. It's put together quite nicely. There's some issues in terms of the structure. I just don't think I like it.
And I'll be honest, we argued a lot, like, and I think we got to a heated debate at one point the other day.
I don't think it was heated. I think we've had less.
Yeah,
we've had more heated debates than that.
No, absolutely. But I think we got to a point where we both, like, for some reason I got really defensive over this film.
Even though I was just saying some of the stuff you were saying to a heightened degree.
True. And the
because
thing is,
ultimately, though, you hate yourself.
This film, I genuinely thought you would hate it. I thought you would hate everything about it. Mm. Because it's very much everything you don't like about the Marvel films.
I'm mellowing in my old age. Film.
But I'm happy that you found something you like in it.
Thanos.
I still think you're wrong in some stuff.
Do you not like Thanos?
Yeah, I thought it was terrible.
What?
But, you know...
One of my plus points was I'm excited for Guardians 3.
Yes, that was one of your plus points.
I am excited for Guardians 3. That would be good.
Yeah, because I remember us disagreeing. You didn't like the music in this, and I did, so...
No, very heavy-handed. Too much.
But I think I might have just been caught up in the moment both times.
You just get very
emotional. I might watch it again.
You get very emotional with...
I might not watch it again for a third
Marvel
time.
Marvel scores, that's your problem.
I'm not doing anything tomorrow.
Well, after the internet gets installed, you can go and do whatever you want.
Watch Infinity War again.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm going to tell Virgin Media to make sure it lasts ages for them to fix this internet thing.
But no, I would recommend it. And I think I would recommend it to anyone who has been a part of this universe, who has some kind of investment in it. If this is your first ever Marvel film and you're going, maybe this is what the one I should start on, don't. That's my recommendation. Do not start on this film because you will be lost. And it's not fair on whoever you go with.
But then the problem is, do you then say, well, go back and watch everything?
No, I say, to understand that, I say you need to watch Avengers 1.
Yeah.
You could probably miss Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Civil War is probably important.
You need to watch Age of Ultron, I think.
You think?
For the Vision stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, watch the two Avengers films, Civil War, maybe Iron Man just because it's great.
Well, Iron Man because it's the genesis point of this all. You get a huge understanding for that character.
Do you need to watch Captain America, do you reckon?
I would argue you never need to watch Captain America.
I think I'm starting to come around to that film more.
I'm starting to go further away from that film the more and more I watch it.
Maybe Thor.
Which is
do you need to watch Thor Ragnarok?
You do.
Or Guardians. You need to watch Guardians.
Yeah.
I suppose.
One and...
So I said there's about six that you need to watch.
Skip number two. Guardians.
Yeah, you don't need to watch Guardians 2 because that doesn't link into this at all, really.
No.
But I said there's probably about six there that you probably should watch before.
Yeah.
Before this. Maybe Doctor Strange, if you feel it. But I think you're predominantly talking the three Avengers, the two Avengers films and Civil War.
Maybe I like Doctor Strange more than I thought I did.
I think it's all right. It's got some great visuals in it.
I've never really watched it.
I think I have a couple of times.
Okay. This has been a good episode.
But yeah, basically, I think if you've watched these films or watched some of them, go watch it because you'll get a lot out of it. But if you've not, don't.
Yeah. And if you haven't got anything out of the previous films...
Then I suppose you probably won't get anything out of this.
If you're a cold, unfeeling bastard.
No, no. To be fair, that's a very fair point. Because if you want to watch the rest of the films and you come out and going... These films leave me cold. Why do I keep putting myself through them? You're not going to enjoy this.
Because and yet you made me go for the podcast.
Because it's genuinely, it's more of the same, isn't it?
So, yeah.
So, you know, and it's on a bigger scale. And let's be honest, the scale of this film is huge.
Yeah.
And it's a very ambitious film.
Mm.
Like, it is a very ambitious film. And I do think they put it off in most senses. But if you don't enjoy it, then you won't enjoy this. It's that simple logic.
Mm.
But I think, to be fair, there is a lot to enjoy.
Yeah.
This is a proper blockbuster.
I think for the fans, there is a lot to enjoy. Yes.
And I think the genuine movie-going audience, because if you've managed to miss all the Marvel films by now,
yeah,
then...
What a lucky ducky you are.
You're just being contrary now. Just,
no, well, just I am and I'm not. I am and I'm not. The thing is, I know that I have to do this again on Thursday night for our Sunday episode. Yeah, so
and we've got a lot to discuss then.
I'm sort of reserving my arguments and sort of saving myself.
And also, I think there's a lot that we can't talk
because
about.
Because I know that I'm going to be victim-shamed. I think I'm going to be bullied into submission by your enthusiasm combined with Jason's enthusiasm.
I think, basically, I found out tonight, Jason's probably top tier.
Yeah.
Then it goes me and Anthony.
Yeah.
Then it goes Mark, then you, I think. Right. I think, by the way, those are all our guests. We're having a...
Is Mark joining us?
Yes. Definite? We're having
Mark's returning to the podcast just finally. To sum up a movie's plot and then just shut up for an hour.
Finally, Mark is returning.
By the way, we've got... tons of unused minutes this month. So
it's probably going to be a long
It's probably going to be as long as the film itself. there may well be a pulled pork break in the middle.
So that's all we can really say about this film. Yeah. I hope it kind of seemed like some kind of review.
Next week there might be more films out, but probably not, let's be honest.
No, still not seen A Quiet Place either. No, I keep saying I'm going to go, and I've booked tickets once and didn't.
Yeah, I thought you'd seen it now.
No, I booked tickets for the same day I went to the midnight showing, and then I realised that I'm very tired and need a nap, so I'd rather do that.
Fair enough.
Didn't nap, though.
Okay, well,
as
always, goodness me.
Where can they find us?
I didn't say whether I recommended the film. Yeah, maybe-ish. As always, you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, we're at DinosaurMan15. Everywhere else, we're Dinosaur Man Nerdcast, which includes Stitcher, Buzzsprout, iTunes, and Space. The Avengers are in space. shit. Mum and Dad, you raised me. Well, one of you did. You lazy son of a bitch, Dad. okay. Andy, you did the theme song with Johnny Neves. It was good.
Thank you.
And you've hosted this podcast, which was also good.
Thank you for coming along.
New HQ,
ride.
New HU. New H.
Why didn't you save that till the end?
I did. I did at the beginning of the podcast as well. Shows how much you listen.
Not at all.
I've got one for the end anyway.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, Alex. It has been a pleasure being here.
No, don't throw it back to me.
And until next time.
New HQ, new H-poo. And that is when you go to the toilet in your new HQ.
In your new house and you're like, oh, this is different.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of mould around your bum.
Yeah, and also different sort of environment to poo in.
Yeah.
Nothing like pooing in a new toilet. Leave you with that, guys. See you on for Sunday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone! This has been the Dinosaur Man Quebecois Newscast! Newscast, not a word.